And so the world doesn't really have great plans for bringing peace and reconciliation. So most people, the dysfunction they have, it's going to remain. And so when they see that in the church, man, when I used to visit Margaret when she was really sick a couple years ago, the next door neighbor, does anyone know Margaret's next door neighbor? Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah. He would often say, not a Christian at all. I don't know if you knew that, but yeah, pretty opposed to Christianity. But I thought to myself, as I walked away from Margaret's house, I thought to myself, I wonder what he's seeing in Margaret. Because I'm seeing a change. And because I saw a stiffness in this man that was pretty. I was thinking she was witnessing by not even preaching, but by living in the path of peace to this man right next door. I always got an engagement with Eric. I like him. But he definitely made like, yeah, I'm an atheist. I don't really see, you know, does that surprise you?
He used to be a chaplain.
Okay. Yeah. Nice man. Let's see. All right, I'm kind of hopping around here. So I want to jump to question number four. There's a conflict that happens as we're thinking about bringing restoration. How have you failed to restore the other person with gentleness? Or how about let's pause on that one. What are the responsibilities? I'm shifting some of these questions, and I apologize for that because this could seem like jumping around. But I feel like I got better thoughts than some of these questions. What are our responsibilities? What are our responsibilities when we see conflict with somebody else? Let's say we're not involved. And it's between two people. Whose responsibility is it to bring restoration? So let's say Rob and Craig are in conflict. Whose responsibility is it to bring restoration, reconciliation? Any thoughts on that? Yep. Both of them? All right. All right. Craig says everybody. Yep.
You're a third party and you see that maybe there's a way that you try and bring it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. Everybody, Craig says everyone has a responsibility. Galatians 6, verse 1 and 2, it's a Bible passage not mentioned there. It says this: you who are, remember what it says? You who are spiritual should restore someone gently. So anyone who's a spiritual should be in the process of bridging the gap with people. Matthew 18, verse 15 says the person that's sinned against should do it. Philippians chapter 4, 2 through 3 says the entire church should be involved in the process. Everyone has a responsibility. Not just... You know, I can't say, that's Rob. That's on Rob. He'll take care of it. No. That's on Craig. Craig's he can handle it. Everyone's got that responsibility to bring restoration. All right. So number seven is identify a time and place that will provide safety for both you and the other person to meet together. Why do you think that's important? Okay. Neutral ground. It doesn't look like a turf. You know, you're on my territory. Yeah. Preparing your words, number eight. And then we're going to get into the practical ways to do this. This is very practical, grounded things you can do. Take these away. If you just do one, you will enhance your ability to bring the Holy Spirit into a relationship. Number one, prepare your words by writing out your opening comments. My former friend emailed me 4 weeks ago and said, I need help. I'm writing something to my pastor in which I'm not happy about. And she shared it with me. She said, this is what I'm going to write. And I read it and I said, all right. And we followed these steps. Begin by assuring the other person of your care and Christian love. Acknowledge behaviors and motives of the other person that are ungodly. Confess your own sins. And notice in the part up here, the father did that when he approached the son. He started by saying, I was angry. I need to confess my sins. If you are personally affected, refer to the behavior that caused you personal hurt or harm. So that's how the conversation can start. Notice it starts by saying, I have sinned. I have messed up. You may even want to use this statement right here. I just take this form, lift it. Using an I statement, indicate how you were personally hurt or affected. Quote, I feel blank when you blank because blank, as a result, I blank. Scripted conversation, although we don't like it, sometimes that helps.